Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to, lots to talk about. It's the Joe Pags Show. If you want to see Dr. Jill Biden, who is, of course, a great doctor. I think that she's actually a pediatric physician, isn't she?
No.
She's not?
Nope.
No. She's a doctor. Even Dr. Fauci calls her doctor.
Yeah, I understand, but she can't treat patients.
What?
Not that kind of doctor.
Oh, she's an Ed.D.
Yes.
Doctorate in education. You know, it's so stupid that I have to say that every time, because if I don't say that, some idiot will email me. She's not a real doctor.
Yeah, he knows people. He knows.
Every single time they'll do that. Yeah. Dr. Jill Biden, for some reason, as her husband, Joe Biden, the big guy, as he's moving, he's going to sign some, I don't know what the hell he's signing, but he's signing something. She hands him something, like almost in a very sneaky fashion. He pops it in his mouth. Nobody says anything.
Yeah, it was actually the Respect for Marriage Act today.
Oh, is that what it was? The Respect for Marriage Act that actually is discriminatory against those who believe in religious and faith and things like that? Okay, yeah, it's respect to marriage. We don't respect your faith. I think that's what they should have called it. Very interesting what he had to say today. I played some of the sound bites. If you want to see her handing him off the snack, whatever the hell it is, it could be an Adderall. I don't know what it is. Somebody in my chat room just said, she's not a real doctor. Shut up. So, you know what I mean? Every time, Carrie. Every single time.
Come on.
I know. So she hands him something. If you want to see it, go to joepags.com. Click on watch now. joepags.com. Click on watch now. Here's a little inside baseball for you. I had a great call from Holly before the break. And Holly is intersex, which means she's born with both male and female parts. And the DNA is different than either a male or a female individually. It's a very, very rare physical condition that she says, rightfully so, has been basically sullied or put in the back burner by all this talk about trans kids and trans this and who's transitioning, who's detransitioning and all this stuff. And I hear what she's saying. When it comes to doing a talk show, you'll note this on every talk show you listen to. We have something called a floating break at 15 after the hour. At the bottom of the hour, we have a hard break. We have to be out by a certain second on the clock. Top of the hour, same thing. Hard break, got to be out exactly, or else they'll just shut us off. On the 45 break, that's floating. We can move that around. It could be 43, it could be 49, something like that. So when I had Holly on, I could not continue the conversation because I was simply out of time. That's why I put her on hold. Sam has her information. We'll have Holly on again for an extended conversation. It's very interesting. Without a doubt, very interesting. All right, if you want to see Joe Biden getting the handoff snack or the Adderall, whatever the hell it happened to be, from Jill Biden, I'll play that. It happens quickly. You have to be pretty slick looking at it, but it's joepags.com, joepags.com. Click on watch now. Meantime, back to the phone lines on this whole obsession the radical left has for gay and trans and lesbian and bi and all this stuff that is such a small percentage of our society, yet they talk about it 95% of the time. We go to Stacy, who's in Minnesota. Stacy, what's going on? Hi.
Hi. So this is kind of a delicate situation for my husband.
I want to stop you just for a second because the phone's breaking up badly. I'm going to put you on hold. Hopefully you get to a better cell or it'll stop breaking up, and then I will come back to you. In the meantime, let me go to Craig, who's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Craig, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
It's good to talk to you.
Thanks, man.
I enjoy your show, and it's a fairly recent addition to our area, and I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
that. But that aside, the thing that drives me nuts with every one of these stories is the media keeps coming back to the media, not doing their damn job. You know, the old fable about the fox that takes the snake across the swollen river and it bites him.
Yeah.
And the fox said, I saved your life. I took you across the river. Why'd you do it? Because I'm a snake. I do what I do.
Right.
Democrats do what they do. They're socialists. They're communists. They're progressive liberals. We can expect this type of action from them. But the media, and if anybody from the media is listening, shame on you. Shame on you. You're either so miseducated or you're so nefarious that you play a role as a dupe for the new National Socialist Democrat movement. And you shouldn't.
It's the second part.
You have an important job that was integral to the Constitution and continued freedom of the Republic, which is you report. Biden lies constantly. And it's not just a misspeak or a slight exaggeration. He lies bold-faced and blatantly, and so do his propaganda ministers that he's had the last two. You're not calling him on that. That is your job to do it. You should be challenging them. You know, everything that they teach in journalism school, I guess, is all about simply being a propagandist.
Well, in this day and age, it is.
Seem to be any,
in this day and age, they're literally being taught to be social justice warriors and to be woke. Now, in my day, when I came out, when I started as a journalist, it was 1994 or 1996, whatever it was, we actually went out there and covered stories. We actually went out there and asked hard questions, even of governors or representatives that we generally agree with on policy. Was still our job to hold their feet to the fire. And what you're saying is exactly true. But there is, the first option is not the truth. The second option is they're just an arm of the government now. You got maybe one or two reporters that will ask hard questions, nobody else.
Yeah, it's a shame. It really is, because the very freedom and the cohesiveness and the Constitution itself rests on the press challenging authority and bringing them to bear on their lies and their policies. And we have an empty suit when it comes to most of the media. Not all of it, but most of it.
Well, I don't think they're empty suits. I think that I think the suits are filled with liberalism and progressivism, as you said. Greg, thank you. I appreciate that. Let me once again reiterate to people exactly what the First Amendment was about. When adding the freedom of the press in the First Amendment, there was an argument among those who were the founders and those who were the framers. The argument was, is this really necessary? And the answer was, well, yes, it is, to keep government on its toes. The reason why there's a freedom of the press, and the press is just an indication that they were talking about printing presses back then. They didn't have the media like we have today. But the reason why it was important was that the government can't go unchecked. As much as there are checks and balances between the executive, the legislative, and the judicial, those checks and balances don't extend to the people. Where are the people's checks and balances? Well, you could say the check and balance is you elect your representatives, you elect your senators, you elect the president. Now, we don't elect the judicial, that's appointed. But having said that, well, you do, I guess you do elect some judges, but then the big ones, the federal judges and the Supreme Court, the Supreme Law of the Land is going to be appointed, and your representatives and senators specifically, will say yes or no after being appointed by the executive. But those checks and balances are all in a circle in Washington. The check and balance that we have is the eyes and ears of the media. They were to be skeptical. They were to be independent. They were to be not on one side or the other. They were to be unbiased and just give and really go after politicians, no matter which side they were on, when they do something that could be called egregious to the American people. That was the job. And they did the job really well for a long time. In fact, people have won awards for doing the job so well. People are now winning awards for reporting on the Russia hoax when they were calling it real. People are being rewarded for reporting on the efficacy of these vaccines, which have major adverse effects attached to them. People are being awarded for saying how great masking was when masks don't do anything to stop the transmission of COVID-19. So we're now rewarding people for doing a good enough job that the left wanted them to do. I mean, think about it. Adam Schiff is still on committees in the House of Representatives after lying about the Russia hoax for 3 years. People were awarded all sorts of Pulitzer Prizes and more for journalism for covering the Mueller hearings, and the Mueller report proved that there was nothing there. We just need to go back, and I'll give you an example again. Listen, I was pretty good as a journalist. I'm not saying I was the best, but I won awards. I was good. I will never forget that I questioned John Engler very harshly when I was a reporter and anchor in Michigan. Engler was the governor that I voted for. Engler was the guy that did a really good job for Michigan. There was, I think, a $9 billion surplus in Michigan. He was the guy that said, if you want to go on welfare or some sort of entitlement, you've got to be drug tested. I liked what he did. But there was a guy that got out of like a halfway house and killed somebody with a shotgun. And I questioned him on it. He didn't even know the story I was talking about. And I was very direct with him. Asked him very straight questions. I've been very direct with Ted Cruz, who I consider a very good guy and a friend. When Ted Cruz was on this show, I questioned him very harshly when he was running for election because there were some questions about his representing as a lawyer this firm or that firm. You have to do that. If you don't do that, you're not doing your job as a member of the so-called media or the press. Now, I am an opinionated guy on my talk show, but you know I always base it in fact. Carrie, along with being Chocolate Voice and a great sidekick, is my news anchor who gives you the news. She sources it. She says what it is. Then I give you my opinion. You guys call in and tell me that I'm right or wrong. But the news media, the press, the free press, was supposed to be independent of government sway, and it's not. And that sucks because we get harmed. And then groupthink jumps, you know, comes into play. And if we start believing what it is that they say, we will not be the nation that we were supposed to be. 888-941-PAGS, Joe Pags. I got to play this video of Joe Biden getting a snack. You got to watch closely because here he is getting a snack from Jill Biden. I mean, it's quick. It is quick. She walks up. They're clapping. She walks up, hands it to him. He takes it in his hand, pops it in his mouth, and sits down. It's very, very fast. Now, again, on the radio, you can't see it, obviously, but it's only a few seconds. And I'm showing people who have stopped by the website, joepags.com. Click on Watch Now. And again, it's very, very fast, but she hands him something. Yeah, and normally Joe Biden, being who he is, always tells everybody everything all the time. I mean, he reads off the teleprompter what he shouldn't read off the teleprompter. He says things he shouldn't say. Normally he'd say, I just got to get a quick snack. And it might have been a cough drop. I don't know. It could have been an Adderall. I don't know. The guy had a busy schedule today. Busier than he's used to anyway. I'm going to show it one more time. What is it that she's handing him here? Walks up, left hand, pops it in, sits down, have a good day. I have no idea. It's just so weird. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I think it's something that you might want. If you're in the media, normally somebody who's in the press would say, Mr. President, what did you just eat? Carrie, wouldn't you say that if you're there with the president or the mayor or the governor or somebody, and they shove something in their mouth that's not identifiable easily, wouldn't you say, hey, what was that, Mr. President, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Governor?
I'd be curious. My first thing was, probably it was maybe a cough drop because he seemed to be having a little problem right before that, I guess. So,
He's out there coughing on the microphone. You know, there you go. It's not a difficult thing. Mr. President, what was it? Hey, what'd you have there? Hey, you got enough for the rest of us? Make a joke out of it if you want. I don't think it was a piece of gum. It could have been a cough drop. Could have been an Adderall. It could have been a Biden snack, whatever the hell he likes to snack on. I don't know. But the fact that nobody asked the question, I think, is even a bigger part of the story. A show one more time. Liz walks up, gives it the hand, pops it in, sits down, have a good day. And that's it. And nobody says boo. You're surrounded by alleged journalists, and nobody says, hey, what was that? It's not really a tough question either, but they don't want to be out. They're either afraid they won't get an opportunity to interview him, which could be, or they're just complicit. We've got to cover for Biden. He is so cognitively wrecked that I think they're afraid to ask him questions. I mean, every once in a while, somebody will yell a question to him, and he says something dumb. But I mean, in this case, nobody says anything. Have a nice day. Pop the little something in. None of your business. Very weird. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. The hyper-leftism, the hyper-radical leftism of those who are in control, the hyper-leftism of those who are allegedly reporters and anchors and hosts and media. Your thoughts on that? Because we're constantly force-fed this trans stuff. We're as if it's like 90% of the population is dealing with it. And they're not. And I'm going to continue to tell the truth. Let me say it again. If you're the parent of some child who is confused about his or her identity when it comes to gender and sex, explain the biology and then say pass the potatoes. Don't fall for it. Don't engage as if the child knows the difference between girl and boy. They don't. Because, I've said this before. If the child is biologically a girl, she only knows how to be a girl. Might think she feels like a boy, but doesn't really know what it feels like to be a boy because she's not. If your child is biologically a boy and feels like he's a girl, he doesn't know. He only knows what it feels like to be a boy. He thinks he knows what it feels like to be a girl and thinks that he is, but he's not. This is not difficult. It's just not. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. During the break, I showed that video several more times for those who stopped by and decided to watch the program for a minute, see what that video. I've got all sorts. It could be a cough drop. Could be that. It could be some medication. I have no idea. Somebody was asking who the tall guy was behind him. That's Kamala Harris's husband. And Kamala Harris was behind him as well. I don't know what it was. I think I've decided probably carry a Scooby snack.
Maybe a Scooby snack. I'm going to say cough drop probably.
Remember Scooby-Doo would always behave so he can get himself a Scooby snack?
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
Reggie.
That was no, sir.
Reggie. Something like that, no?
Mm-mm, no.
Well, you do it, go
ahead. No, I do not have a Scooby-Doo impression. No. Reggie. You don't either. No. That's really bad.
So I don't know what it is, but I showed the video several times. And again, you can always stop by and watch what we're doing. You see Carrie, you see Polo, you see Sam, you see me, you see the videos, you see the interviews that I do. It's all right there just by stopping by joepags.com. Click on watch now. We want you to listen on the radio. Don't get me wrong, but if you're away from the radio and you're near a computer or a device, that's how you do it. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks. When I say Omaha Steaks, I think yum. Just good. Just really, actually great. We get the cooler. It's just stacked full of great meat, great sides, seasoning. You've also got these comfort meals that they're doing now. The holidays are here. Make sure you achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. You go there. They put together a delicious selection of various gift packages to make shopping for the ones you love nice and easy. Go to omahasteaks.com. Take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code PAGS, P-A-G-S, at checkout. Get an additional $40 off your order. Omaha Steaks has everything you need to give a gift that's simply perfect. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites like delicious butcher's cut filet mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. You're not going to want to miss this. Don't wait. Order right now. Use the promo code PAGS at checkout. It's a great gift from the heart. They're going to absolutely love it. You're going to site-wide save 50% right now by using promo code PAGS. And put that in at checkout, P-A-G-S. Get an extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Get that done right now. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you waiting. Brady, what's going on in Minnesota? Hi.
Dr. PAGS, it is truly an honor to speak with you, sir. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, man. What's happening?
One thing that's been driving me nuts is no one really talks about is the people that decide the elections in this country are the undecided voter. Now, I believe that these undecided voters don't really care so much about the issues or, you know, what's happening or who's doing something about it. They just do whatever the pretty lady says on the TV every night because they don't know any better. Now, if this is a constant stream of lies coming from the media mob, what do we do to control it? What do we do to stop this, you know, left-leaning just hatchet job we're getting constantly on the TV? I don't think Republicans have a shot in hell of winning another election because we can't get any support from any media. And given the division in this country and the fact that people's heels are so dug in one side or the other, the undecided voter is going to be like, okay, well.
I got to run, Brady. I appreciate you. I hear you. Keep it here. Coming back.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.